In a terrifying world, where identities are swallowed by evil corporations yearning for your hard-earned money, and the human experience gets further reduced into sellable, terrifying ad space for the same greedy mongoloids that never had a childhood themselves, few public spaces remain truly untouched, as is the case with the spooky Joe Van Secret Podcast. Wow, that was a minute-long intro. That's a new one. Welcome, everyone. Today is a special episode of the Joe Van Secret Podcast. It's the Halloween-themed Secret Podcast episode of 2018. Thanks for coming. Today, I have two honored returning guests. Guest number one and guest number 8 or 9. That's a solid 9. Thanks for coming back, you guys. Your identities were revealed at the end of each of your episodes. But for those who maybe haven't heard it or forget, would you like to keep it a secret now? Or you just want to blow the lid off your identity waters?
Up to you.
Why is it my call? Sure. I'm Sam.
I'm Xerxes.
Thanks for coming on, and I'm Joe. All right.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's great to be here. All right, so, yeah, how have things been since last I talked to you guys? Because it's been about a month, I think, somewhere close to there for both of you.
I feel like it's been more than that.
Yeah. It's been... since August, so yeah, almost 2 months.
Some might say it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Some might say it's been...
quite a while.
An amount of time.
Yeah.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Yeah, so the theme is Halloween.
Woo!
Have you guys ever experienced Halloween before? Is this a common tradition in your households?
Yes.
I'm sure some people don't celebrate.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Ever since I was a little kid, to this day, I like dressing up and going and begging for candy. It's
what are you gonna be this year, Xerxes?
Cowley Ray Jepsen.
Oh, it's real. You're gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. I honestly get so much.
I love it so much
short about it, but I don't get it. I don't know why. I think it's so thoughtful. I think it's so funny.
It's great.
I have a cow onesie. I have a Carly Rae Jepsen hat. The wig is the easy part. But I don't even need it.
Yeah.
Don't even need it.
You don't.
Look at my long blonde hair. I don't even need it.
That's true. You got a lot of long locks, Sam, I gotta say.
Yeah.
What about you, Xerxes?
I am one part of a duo of Wayne's World,
by Sam,
excellent,
extreme close-up, whoa! Okay, all right, yeah, good.
I'm not as good as
inventions. Nice invention, not? Nice one, Garth. Or no, that is good. Hey man, how's it going?
Yeah, I can't do it.
That's Wayne's World for you.
Guys, I have a hot take.
What?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh,
those movies. What are you doing?
I only saw it recently, so I can't.
You still got to see the second one.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. They're solid stuff because it's so innocent and pure. You know what comedies back in the day when they, like, or just in general filmmaking when they're still sort of working things out? Now, good comedies are so high polished that, like, I don't know. I feel like it was almost better the fact that it was worse back in the day, you know? Whether it was cinematography or whatever. It's just solid stuff. I just love it.
Yeah.
Like, 90s comedies are just my life.
Well, some of them age really well, you know? Like, there's lots of stuff that, you know, was filmed in a time where technology and filming and, you know, those kinds of capabilities weren't possible. And so it's always nice when you can find something that holds up or ages well.
Yeah, some stuff.
For sure.
So, what do you guys think of my intro? You think that was a good intro?
Yeah, honestly, you killed it.
I just started it. That's probably the fourth time now that I've used it.
The fourth time?
Yeah, so it's fairly new.
Do you have other Secret Podcast Halloween guests?
No.
Well, that was the spooky version of the intro. The inner world intro, you know? That's,
The first intro was the spooky intro, and then you went into your second intro, which was the inner world.
It's like, yeah, it's the extended intro. Yeah, but the inner world.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I kind of feel like it's perfect and infallible and that no intro could ever be better than that.
We got something for you.
We've been working on something.
I don't believe you.
Theme song.
It's a fun little guy. We're gonna give it a whirl.
Debut right here.
Here we go for the first time ever.
Thank you so much for deciding. Is it based on me or is it just a theme song in general that anyone could use?
Well, why don't
just
we
listen? Just listen.
Just listen.
Okay. All right. You two do your thing, and I'll just.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Pod.
Everybody.
When I walk into the pod, all mics on me. I'm with the Joe Van crew. All plugs are free.
All plugs are free.
Sit on the couch. Turn off your phone. Joe hits record. And everybody's on the pod.
Secret podcast.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Some sick stuff. Some slick stuff you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a lot of work.
Truly original.
Truly.
It's not based on any other song or anything?
No. What other song would it be based on?
I don't know. It sounded like
a song in my head?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe the national anthem.
Of awesomeness?
No, of Canada. What are you talking about?
Nothing. I might be starting my own secret nation. Don't tell anyone.
Well, we have a perfect national anthem for you.
Ready? <Yeah. laughs>
National anthem.
Oh,
Canada.
Everybody. Nice. So if we'll just jump right into this Halloween themed podcast.
Let's do it.
I
don't like jumping.
You don't like jumping? Oh, well, you're not going to like this at all because we're going right in. We're going head first. I'm going to dive off the deep end.
I don't know how to dive.
You don't know how to dive?
You don't know how to dive?
So you're just going to flail. You're going to slap the water. Oh, I've never done that, or I've done it at very small distances, but...
What, belly flops?
The sound it makes. Well, just slapping the water, whether it's on your back or your belly. Mm,
it hurts.
Not for me.
Let me tell you, it hurts.
Yeah, I don't want to. But
speaking as a professional diver, it hurts.
Okay, yeah, we'll take that then.
Thank you.
For the audience, for my esteemed guests, and even for myself, let's get a little refresher on what Halloween is. For anyone who isn't the most familiar, or maybe doesn't know the origin, you know, let's just take it from the most reliable source that the universe has ever created, Wikipedia, saying here, Halloween, or Halloween with an apostrophe, a contraction of Hallows Evening, also known as All Halloween and All Hallows Eve.
Oh,
I knew the last one, All Hallows Eve, because it's the day before All Saints Day, November 1st, or All Saints Eve, is a celebration observed in a number of countries on the 31st of October, the eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day. It begins the three-day observance of All Hallowtide. I didn't know that. The time in the liturgical year dedicated to remembering the dead, including saints, hallows, martyrs, and all the faithful departed. Clearly, that is not what it's about nowadays. It's changed. It's for everyone. There's no religious denomination, so that's good, I think.
Right.
Inclusivity is important. It is widely believed that many Halloween traditions originated from ancient Celtic festive or harvest festivals, which I totally believe as well, because anything that's Celtic or pagan, Christians ripped off and like did not even try to give credence to, so that kind of sucks. Particularly the Gaelic festival Samhain. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, thanks. That's
Sam.
Me. I'm Sam.
That such festivals may have had pagan roots, told ya, and that Samhain itself was Christianized as Halloween by the early church. Some believe, however, that Halloween began solely as a Christian holiday. I'm going to say bullfooey to that one, separate from the ancient festivals. Halloween activities include trick-or-treating, we know that, costume parties, carving pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns, which Sam and I have done, lighting bonfires.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing that.
A lot of intimacy.
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, honestly.
Staring into your eyes.
Yeah, honestly, it's just really great to get alone time with you, man.
Bonfires, I don't... Is bonfires related to Halloween? It's not as
I did not know that.
No, nobody...
I thought that was more just like a high school bush party thing.
Yeah, but this is the most reliable source in the universe, so we're clearly
right, wrong. Of course. I didn't mean to.
Apple bobbing. Yes.
That is definitely...
I've never done it, but
me
yes.
Me either.
I forgot I'm terrified about that. Of
drowning. It's a thing that exists, yeah. And divination games, which I'm not.
Do you love apple bobbing?
I've never done it.
Oh, that's what you said.
Well, you got to do it sometime. I haven't either, and I don't care to, but if it's around, I'm dunking my head, and I don't care.
I'm terrified of drowning, so I'm good, thank you.
Okay, there you go. Also, playing pranks is common. Halloween, that I can attest to. And visiting haunted attractions. Telling scary stories, watching horror films. I've watched so many horror films this year, and I'm going to do it again next year. Because
I've actually been watching a ton of those lately. I'm trying to do, like, a iconic franchise revival.
Yeah.
I started and am currently watching the other one. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. I haven't seen those. I've only seen the remake, which wasn't the best.
It had
solid cast. The remake. I don't know if it
came out in 2009. Like 2009.
Yeah.
The first is good. The third is good. The second is like, what is happening? This is awful.
Oh. Unfortunate. Yeah. That's how it works because it's just cheap. They're like, people love horror. We don't have to put money into it and we'll make money. You know, it's a weird Ponzi scheme, but it works. Everyone's entertained.
It's a weird Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, I don't know. In many parts of the world, the Christian religious observance of All Hallows Eve, including attending church services and lighting candles on the graves of the dead, remain popular. Is it though? Not in my neighborhood. Although elsewhere, it is more commercial and secular celebrated, which, yes, that is what I know. Like, for millions, like, the whole country over. Some Christians historically abstain from meat on All Hallows Eve, a tradition reflected in the eating of certified vegetarian foods on this vigil day, including apples. Okay, so that's where apple bobbing comes from. Potato pancakes, what the heck is that? And soul cakes.
From the Florentines, they have potato pancakes.
Oh, cool.
The gluten-free ones.
Oh, true. Yeah, there you go. All right, and then, so, lastly, I'll just jump into the history here. It's far more extensive than the beginning summary, so I'll pick it apart as best I can. So the costume idea may have been influenced by folk customs and beliefs from the Celtic-speaking countries, some of which believed to have been pagan, through Jack Santino, a folklorist, who wrote, "There was throughout Ireland an uneasy truce existing between customs and beliefs associated with Christianity, yada yada." Exploring the Origins of Halloween notes that while some folklorists have dedicated its origin to the Roman feast of Pomona, the goddess of fruits and seeds, or in the Festival of the Dead called Parentalia, is more typically linked to the Celtic festival of Samhain. So you dress up because it's a harvest. So I guess people back in the day would dress up, like with fruit and stuff on their head, which is kind of like like for Thanksgiving, you see a lot of Snapchat filters where you can have that, like the halo around your head.
Wait, is my family pumpkins. The only family that doesn't dress up for Thanksgiving?
You don't do that?
No.
It's around the similar time, so that's where I'm surmising. But yeah, so the concept of going door to door, though, let's see if we can find that somewhere here. I don't know if it's going to be in the history. I don't know,
that seems like a...
Because that seems so abstract.
New thing.
Yeah. So
that
let's
seems
see here.
Really new age.
Spreading to North America. What do they have here? So it started with a nocturnal mass set in cemeteries. On Halloween night, candles have been blessed, were passed to graves, and families sometimes spent the entire night at the graveside. Man, that sounds like for real spooky. Like, I would not believe that anything would actually come from hanging out in a graveyard, but I still don't want to do it. It's just spooky in general.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Oy. And then you have, obviously, the famous symbols of Halloween, like witches and, you know, giant scary pumpkins that are alive, that being coming from Ireland and Scotland. Yeah. Oh, okay, here we go. Trick-or-treating and guising, they called it. So this started, what year? Up until the 1930s, people practiced the Christian custom of souling at Halloween, which involved groups of soulers, both Protestant and Catholic, going from parish to parish, begging the rich for soul cakes in exchange for praying for the souls of the givers and their friends. So that's what started it. It was like some sort of, hey, give me food because you're rich, and then I'll pray for you. So it's like a service that they provided.
Wow.
And that's how trick-or-treating started.
Well, that got lost.
Yeah, seriously. No kidding. Let's
give me candy.
Yeah. Let's see if it connects to the modern times at all here. The thousands of Halloween postcards produced showed children, but they weren't trick-or-treating. So it didn't really become widespread until the 1930s. First U.S. appearances in 1934. And then a popular variant of trick-or-treating known as trunk-or-treating occurs when children are offered treats from the trunks of cars parked in a church parking lot and sometimes a school parking lot. In a trunk-or-treat event, the trunk, boot, of each automobile is decorated in a certain theme. That's so weird. Thank God we got rid of that. Jeez. That's just a predator's galore. All right, and there you go. And then it just developed.
That's Halloween.
That's Halloween. That is Halloween.
Yeah, that's literally it. How do you guys feel now knowing what Halloween is? I feel enlightened.
Very enlightened. I feel that way about a lot of holidays when I find out, the origin. Like when I learn about the origin and history.
You go, wow. Okay, that's
what because, you know, growing up, that isn't really a concern of ours. We're just kind of like, sure, I'll take the days out of school. Sure, I'll take the free candy. Sure,
yeah, exactly. I'll have fun. Like, yeah.
I'll eat turkey forever.
Plus, most parents.
Turkey forever.
Following Thanksgiving, of course.
Sure, I'll dress up on Thanksgiving.
Because, yeah, like the parents.
In a Halloween in a Thanksgiving costume.
Because you know how, like, kids are inherently curious? I feel like all of us at some point must have been like, hey, mom, hey, dad, like, where did this all start? Why do we do this?
No, that just happened to me, like, a week ago when I was like, hey, Joe, what's with Halloween? What's up with Halloween?
What's up with that?
Well, Xerxes.
What's up with that? Hey, what's up with that?
That's because I'm the curious one, so you just look to me to look things up. But, yeah, like, I feel like most parents don't care to look it up, so their parents or the kids would be like, hey, yeah, why are we doing this? And Eric goes, because we always did it. And it's like,
yeah, I mean, totally. It becomes a tradition, and so you just don't want to, you don't break the tradition. You don't think about it, exactly.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, do you want free candy or not?
Out of the trunk of a car. No, thank you. Jeez. But, yeah.
So next time you're at the door giving candy out to little children, maybe, you know, give them a lesson.
Say, hey.
Teach them a lesson on Halloween.
Oh, God, teach them a lesson.
On Halloween.
You could be in the trunk of my car right now. You know, kid. If this was 1934, I'd have you in the trunk of my car. Trunk or treating.
You just have to teach them
trunk
a lesson.
Trunk or treat. I'm going to go up to houses and be like, trunk, please.
Well, you get a jack and you just break into their car.
Trunk or treat.
Ooh, a tire iron. I got three of them. Wow,
people
are
just walking around with pillowcases full of tire irons.
Well, that would be a different world.
Trunk or treat.
Somewhere in an alternate universe, that's exactly what's happening.
Another trunk or treat takes place in the jungle.
Yeah. Wait, the deforestation, that's what's happening. It's all these people confused about what time of year it is. It's terrible. It's
trunk
epidemic.
Or treat, it's like, do you want candy or do you want an elephant?
Oh, I was thinking tree trunk. You're thinking.
I was thinking elephant trunks, yeah.
I was thinking tree trunk, too.
Why were you both thinking tree trunk?
Because you said jungle.
A tree trunk.
But also elephants have trunks, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm not going crazy here.
No.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Probably.
You're on
almost
the right trunk.
Almost definitely. But, yeah. Trunk or treat?
There you go.
Would you... Okay. Honest question.
Yes.
Trunk or treat?
I'm going to choose... Because I'm like... 200 pounds and 6'2", I'm going to go with trunk.
You're 6'2"?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Why do we say 6'2" when we're Canadian? We don't use the same measuring system as Americans. We don't say miles, we say kilometers. We'd be in centimeters, the same as Europe.
You know what? I think instead of centimeters, we should all just measure ourselves in kilometers.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I think
it's
honestly, let's just standardize all measurements.
Get rid of the centimeters and
we don't need them. We don't need them. We don't need them.
No, when you're filing, yeah, when you're like looking at a cell through a telescope, it should be in kilometers.
Yeah,
that's how long it is.
Having so many different units of measurement is inefficient.
It's exhausting.
Measure everything in kilometers.
Yeah, every single thing.
When I bake, I measure in kilometers.
Yeah,
yeah. Point 0.0. Yeah.
How many kilometers of flour do I need?
Yeah. Time to find out. It's gonna take a while. Pull out a kilometer long measuring stick instead of a meter long.
That's another thing. We'd have to figure out the logistics behind a, one of those.
Probably, It like even in one of those measuring tapes, the roll up ones, it would have to be a briefcase.
Those things are terrifying. I hurt myself on those so much growing up.
Yeah, luckily I didn't have any traumatic experience because I feel like something like that would traumatize me. I got kind of scared of pencils for a while because when I was in grade 3, It was in the fall, potentially close to Halloween. Accidentally stabbed myself.
What? How do you...
Because I was fiddling with it. I forget what. I don't know if I was doing this. Oh, yeah. I was doing something where I was like... Boo, and then I just stabbed myself right in the open palm. And it still didn't work. I have a little faded black dot in my palm.
Can you see it, listeners?
Show the listeners.
Okay, I'll show you.
Show the listeners. Don't be rude. Come on.
Hey, listeners. I'm going to get real close. I'm going to get up close and personal. You see that? You see that?
I think they did.
Yeah. Well, let them answer. We'll wait.
Oh, sorry.
Did you all...
Didn't mean to speak for them.
Yeah.
Sam, okay, don't be rude. I mean, Xerxes, don't be rude.
I'm Xerxes. I'm so rude.
This is like some sort of spooky Identity Lost kind of movie. Have you guys seen the movie Identity?
Nope.
I have heard of it. There's a similar one. Wait, who's in it?
John Cusack.
Yes, I have seen that. That movie freaked me out so much. It was
terrifying.
Especially
the ending. It's like, because the whole time, just psychological where you're like, oh, like I just, it either ends or it doesn't. So you just have to go with the experience like the crazy person.
Yeah. Ooh.
Not to give away any spoilers.
That was heavy. That was some heavy stuff.
Identity. Yeah.
Good movie.
Solid movie. Spooky movie.
I watched it a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know if it dated well, because when I saw it, I was younger too. So.
Me too, yeah. So, you know, for all I know, it's... Fun.
It has the guy who plays the assistant to Keanu Reeves in Constantine, another spooky, spooky, religious, potentially Halloween movie.
And another movie that I have not seen.
Oh. Well, you gotta see it. I got it on DVD, but...
Let's watch it right now. Okay. With the listeners.
Right now.
All right, see you guys.
All right, now it's time for an episode of I Love Movies.
We'll be just right kidding. Back. We're going to go watch it. We'll leave you guys here, okay? Put on some music for you. But, keeping in the spirit of when we were young and having Halloween, do you guys remember some of the first experiences with Halloween? Like, what sticks in your mind as a typical Halloween outing as a child? So maybe not the first year, but the first years. Do you have something typical that you guys always did?
Nothing, like, special. I feel like just the regular, like, you get dressed up. It's always super cold, so you have to wear, like, ridiculous winter jackets under your costume. Okay, then you don't look like what you're supposed to look like anymore. I remember being Sailor Moon. That's probably, like, the first memory I have of a costume. And, yeah, just going door-to-door. And some houses give you, like, really dope candy. Some give you full-size chocolate bars, which is the best. Other houses give you, like, toothbrushes.
Or the little pumpkin spice things. I hated those.
Oh, pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes. That's
I would get those. I get those everywhere.
Latte. As a child, I remember getting those. No, they're not pumpkin spice, but the little pumpkin triangle things. What are those called?
I talk about candy corn.
Candy corn, that's it. Gross.
What?
Not a fan of candy corn.
Spice. No. What you're talking about.
Pumpkin themed. Like, it's supposed to be a pumpkin, right? It's got the little green in the orange.
Oh, that's not what it is.
Oh, that's definitely a pumpkin spice latte. For
sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll take that.
100%.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? What were your early experiences like?
Sources
with Sailor Moon.
They were fun. let me think. I guess a couple years that I remember going were, like, elementary school. I get dressed up and head out with my neighbors, and we just kind of take the city by storm.
Like, no parents?
And by the city. Well, the first couple of years there were parents, because we were in, like grade 4.
Yeah.
And I guess that's too young to be taking the city by storm.
Yeah, they don't.
They generally don't advise. You need to be 6 or older. Right, you need to be.
Take a city.
Yeah.
To sack the
When did you stop trick-or-treating?
That's a deep question. That's a good one. I think I stopped... I think grade 9 might have been my last year.
Yeah, grade 9 was my last year. But that was pushing it. Like, my mom did not.
No,
want
yeah,
me
no,
to
me
go
too.
Out.
It was like, dude, you're way too old to be doing this. And I'm like, no, I just want some candy, bro.
I'm so young. People aren't going to know I'm in high school.
You can do it now. You can honestly do it now.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, could I get away with it? Because I really want that candy.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I have a job, I can just buy myself candy.
No,
it's not the same.
It's not the same as getting it for free.
Charitable candy. Yeah, for me, the last one was grade 9, and that was literally the year before, everything's fine. Grade 9, they're like, no. And it was me and a friend of mine who's also kind of a neighbor. We went with a bunch of the younger kids, so we were their supervisors because their parents didn't want to go.
That makes it better.
So that was an excuse for us to do it. Because it's like, they go up, and then we would go up after. We'd be like, hey, we're taking care of them. Can we also have candy? Because we were dressed up, and then they gave us stuff. It was great. And then after that, it was like... parties. You're in high school now, you go to parties. You go to costume parties, you get drunk.
I think that's what happened. I think that it just it turned into like a spice. You don't go trick-or-treating anymore. Instead, you go to parties and you drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And carve pumpkins.
That's right.
Did people ever do that at parties?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. There must have been at least one or two people.
I'm sure
we just
was.
Didn't know because they were like in the basement just whittling carving. Away.
Yeah.
Carving the face of their next victim.
I remember I went to a couple of like haunted houses, but they were like makeshift haunted houses. They would yeah, be knowledge. In like the
oh what people's houses?
Yeah, it would
yeah,
be like
those were always dope.
It was but really they would never open up the entire house. Obviously, it might be like a little area just by the front opening, door
yeah.
and the garage. It would normally always be the garage. I remember this one time very vividly. It was back before I moved into where I'm living now. I was out there with I think one of my school friends. And I think his mom was with us. She was just waiting outside for us to finish our haunted house experience. Nice. We're walking through this garage where we're walking through this garage, and there's a ton of black sheets that are being hung from the roof, and they're or of the I guess the ceiling of the garage, yeah. And it creates kind of like a little maze almost.
I remember doing that actually, not Halloween related, but just I did that one or two times in my basement. You set up blankets, like you stuff it into the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like the ceiling of my basement were one of those like styrofoam ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the wiring.
Yeah.
So we'd stuff it there, and then it would create a directional thing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It wasn't necessarily a labyrinth, but it was like a gated passage.
Yeah.
And then you would like have things.
Exactly. Because it's like you're able to like kind of block off areas, and that's where people would stand and like kind of like reach their hands out or underneath
that's legit.
The sheets
honestly,
or whatever.
That's just as
and that,
scary
that stuff was creepy. It was super
professional.
Creepy. There was one time I nearly tripped over this guy's hand.
Oh,
so I just like, and then I was like trying to get away, and I like stepped on his hand.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was wearing like large boots. I don't know what my costume was. I know.
Don't trip someone.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But I just felt awful, and I just heard him like start swearing, like fork, like just like hiding, and I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. But nothing you can do at that point except for take solace in the fact that you probably injured a ghost.
Yeah, that one was the ghost, right? Because it's like, what are the odds, right? Statistically, there must at least be one ghost per, you know, three or four houses. So there you go.
I mean, that is a known fact.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
The police are on it, you know, anytime they hear ghosts. I think I already asked both of you, but ghost experiences? Or know of anyone with ghost experiences?
No.
No?
No.
Same here. What about a spooky experience? So not necessarily ghosts, but have any of you been spooked in the night? By creaking houses or...
Oh, my God. I terrify myself all the time.
Yeah, I make things up in my mind.
Oh, my God. I trick myself into imagining, like, a group of people just hanging out in my living room waiting for me to, like, venture downstairs for some water in the pitch black. And then just, like, take me in.
Shadow people. Have you ever heard that one? It's on the interwebs, the shadow people. It's, like, a theory of people that potentially exist.
But I don't even want to know. Please don't tell me.
No, here's the thing. This clearly, like, okay, so we...
Okay, let's hear it.
So evolution is a scientific theory, and a scientific theory is different from a theory because it's based on a mountain of evidence.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's a creationist, I'm sorry, but we're getting into some fact territory here. We were evolved with survival instincts of cave people. So shadows meant that there was an object. If it's a small shadow, we're not typically scared of it. But if it's a large shadow, we think it's a puma, a mountain lion, whatever, right? Survival instincts kick in. Or another person who's not from your tribe who might kill you. So we have certain elements of existence that are triggered to make us respond with fear or distress. And yeah, shadows is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So if certain people have mental illnesses like schizophrenia, which in extreme cases causes hallucinations, there can be something like shadow people, where you see a shadow that isn't there, and then maybe it starts to move independently of the lighting source, or if it's dark, and then it's like a real person that could like whisper at you. So it's terrifying to think of. Like, it's literally horror movie magic right there, these ideas, right? But yeah, it's on the internet. It's like this whole cult of people who believe in it, and they have stories that they put on forums, probably read it somewhere. I haven't looked it up in a while, like years and years ago I heard about this, but... That's as impossible to avoid as it gets. You know, with ghosts, at least the temperature drops before they show up. They're just specters. With shadow people, at any point, right, you're just screwed. Like, so you might as well just give up and, like, not even There's no, just be at peace. Like, why even be scared of it if it's hopeless?
That is so freaky.
Shadow people.
Yeah, I was, I got a spooky story for you guys.
Let's hear it. I love spooky stories.
So it's not a ghost story, but I believe I was in grade 9 or 10. I was dead sober. It was the middle of the day.
You were dead?
I was dead and I was
sober.
That
is spooky.
That's so scary. Yeah, my God.
I never recovered. I died, but I'm okay now.
I'm so glad to hear it.
But so I was playing Halo 3. At the time, it was lit. Came out in 2007. It was maybe 2007 or 8. I'm playing this game. I love it, right? I have it set up in the basement of my childhood and current home. And I'm playing, and then I start to hear what sounds like a little girl laughing or playing to the right of me, which was the bathroom to the basement. And it doesn't lead anywhere to another room or anything. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of spooky. So I pause and I walk over, and the voice kind of fades the closer I get to it. And so, like, I stop for a sec and, like, turn the light on in the bathroom and kind of, like, duck in quick. Because I always do that. I don't know why. I figure if there is an attacker there, the quick duck is the best way for my eyes to receive information if anything's there and also be out. So my brain processes it by the time I'm safe. Anyway, that's...
Good thinking. No. Stupid, good thinking.
Yeah,
honestly.
I do the quick duck.
Yeah, quick duck. Quick duck. That's what they call me.
So I quick duck. Nothing's there. So I'm like, all right, I'm safe. And the lights are on now, so there's no shadow people. And I sort of look around. No one's there. So my brain surmises that it must be my sister upstairs. And at this time, she's like 7 or 8. So that's what little girls sound like. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But I'm spooked. I'm still spooked. I'm like, that must be what it is. But I'm not going to go upstairs and check it out. I'm in the middle of a game. It was probably matchmaking. I'm like, it's live. You can't pause live. Like, I'm pausing it, but my guy's just standing there. So get back on Halo 3. Start playing. And then I feel this cold sensation on my right shoulder where the bathroom was. And then an actual, I don't know if it was a push or a tug, but I felt like a pressure on my shoulder, like someone was touching me. And then this big picture frame that was above my head, behind me on the wall, drops and hits me on the head. And I literally just dropped my controller and just walked really quick. I didn't run, I didn't scream or anything. It hits me in the head from maybe like a couple inches above me. So like there wasn't blood or anything. Mm-hmm. But it hurts. I get up completely silent and just storm upstairs. And then I look around and the whole main floor is empty except for my brother. And he's just watching TV. And I'm like, what are you watching? He's like, oh, just watching whatever he was watching. I'm like, is there like a little girl in the show you're watching at any point? Was there like a little girl laughing? And he's like, no. It's like, any commercial? He's like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, is there our sister like outside and a chick the backyard? Because the basement is sort of connected to the backyard. Like they have windows there. So I'm thinking somehow sound could have gone in. And she's not home. You know, my mom and dad, they're not home. It was just me and my older brother. And so I'm like, that's spooky. So I didn't go to the basement for a while.
Yeah, that's spooky.
Yeah, and I remember it vividly because obviously I was scared. And your brain remembers when you're afraid more, which sucks for people who actually go through traumatic events, like an attack of any kind, because they want to forget, but their brain like makes them remember that. It becomes super vivid. So that's why I remember that in such detail. But yeah, spooky, scary skeletons.
Wow. That is terrifying.
Turned out to be nothing. I mean, people are in the basement all the time now because my older brother lives down
there. Any little girls?
No little girls.
No little girls.
Yet, right? What if it's a ghost from the future? You guys ever hear that theory? That ghosts are like...
Time-traveling ghosts?
Time-travel ghosts? Yeah, yeah. That's a real thing. Like, you could be haunted by, like, your daughter from 80 years from the future.
What?
So she dies. Yeah, there are people who believe that. There's, like, posts about that. Jeez. Where some guy's like, she told me that she was my daughter from the year, like, 2060.
Wow.
And she died in this house, and she just came back to... tell me she loves me, and I'm like, oh.
That combines science fiction and horror.
Yeah. It's like, you bravo,
mean
sir.
So she came back from the future to tell her...
dad, who hadn't even conceived her
yet. Haven't even... Yeah, okay.
To say, hey, what's up? I'm going to live here and die in this house. One thing I've never understood is ghosts being confined by walls. Why are they always only in a house? Why can't they just fly off into space?
I think that's one of the reasons I don't necessarily believe in ghosts. You know? Like, it's like...
It doesn't
it's so easy for them, I guess, to get out, right? So it makes more sense to me that it's the spirits. It's like presences that...
In and out of existence rather than in a physical 3D world, and they're like trapped or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because who knows? The dimensions are still a mystery. We know they exist, though. We know that gravity slips in and out of existence. We don't know where it goes. antimatter and all that jazz.
That's so interesting to me. That stuff is so interesting to me.
I love it. But hey, this isn't the science podcast. It's the spooky podcast.
We have to wait for the next science holiday, too.
That's right. That's right. Thomas Edison's birthday or something. We'll find something.
Boxing Day.
The ultimate pinnacle of science. Put two people in a ring and just tell them they'll get a TV half off. That would make more sense. That would fighting arenas in Walmart. I would love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so jumping on to the next topic here.
The next topic.
The 15 worst crimes ever committed during Halloween. We don't have to go through all of them. Let's just do a little skimmy skim. The number one.
Ooh, I love a good little skimmy skim.
A little skimmy skim, yeah. We're just going to just dip our toes in, you know, a little skinny dip.
Dip the toes. A little skinny dip. A
little skinny, you know, skinny skin, a little skinny dip.
I know it's that kind of podcast.
There you go, a little dieting skip. So the first one here, I don't know if it's the first because it's the worst or if it's the first because it's the least worst.
The worst.
Second the best. So obviously skip the first to go to the
third,
second.
Third is the word, yeah. Zero hero, first the worst, second the best. That's how it goes, yeah.
Third the one with the hairy chest.
The number one.
Imagine the third story is about a guy with a hairy chest.
Whoa! That he used to strangle.
Oh! Oh, he used his chest hair to strangle people. That's terrible.
It's a very hairy chest.
Okay, but if you guys are ready to get spooked through real life.
I am
real life
ready.
Spooks. Okay, this happened.
Spook me.
The first one here is the poisoning of Timothy O'Brien. And then, what year is this? It's not giving it to me straight away, but this is from a very, very old newspaper from the Houston Chronicle. It says, father is charged in Halloween death. And then it goes through the religious background of O'Brien.
Oh, wait. I see a date.
You see a date?
There. Tuesday?
1974.
Boom.
November 3rd, so the boy's been dead a while.
R.I.P. Gone too soon.
Yeah. Hey, dads, don't kill your sons, please. Yeah, it's just a lesson to be learned.
That sucks.
The next one is murders of Leslie Mazzara and Adrian Izanya. So what's this? 2004. This one's more recent. Late on Halloween night, roommates Leslie and Adrienne and Lauren went to bed after handing out candy. Mianza was woken up at 1 a.m. by the sounds of a scuffle. Not knowing what was happening, she ran in terror from the house and hid in the backyard, watching an assailant climb out of a window. When the coast was clear, she ran back upstairs and found both of her roommates dead.
Oh my god.
What?
That is honestly
That's
terrifying.
That is that terrifying.
That actually happened. Yeah. We won't get deeper into this. For anyone who's more curious about this and wants to dive deeper into what really happened on these terrible Halloween nights, you just have to look up the title that I gave, The 15 Worst Crimes Ever Committed on Halloween.
Alternatively, you can visit https://www.ranker.com/list/crimes-committed-on-Halloween/Mike-Rothschild. All plugs are free.
All plugs are free. That's right.
I don't like thinking about real murders.
No, this is too real. Because it is literally real. You want to skip this one? How about we go to the last one? We're going to get past all these here. Let's load more. The Woodbridge abductions. The murders of Ronald and Elizabeth.
Gone too soon.
Gang. The murder of Martha Moxley. The murder of Peter Fabiano. So many murders. Murder, She Wrote. The death of Chris Jenkins.
What happened to Chris Jenkins?
The disappearance of Cindy Song. Disappearances are always scarier because it's left open-ended for your imagination. Just build the worst story you can. This is actually the last one, the disappearance. I'm going to jump a little bit into this and then we'll
get to
subjects.
It.
Penn State grad student Cindy Song disappeared after leaving a party on Halloween night 2001. She'd been dropped off at her apartment and had gone inside, but nobody saw her after that and no trace of her has ever been found. The case has taken a number of bizarre twists, and for a while, the investigation focused on a man named Hugo Marcus Selensky. Selensky had been arrested after 5 corpses were found in his backyard. Okay, we can surmise what happened.
think so.
Yeah, but it's still open-ended, they say. The police informant linked Zelensky and another man to Cindy, claiming the duo had kidnapped, raped, and murdered her.
Oh.
To make things even weirder, the other man named in the kidnapping was found dead in Zelensky's backyard. The two murderers, one murdered the other murderer. More bodies have been found there, but none have been proven to be Cindy, and the case remains open. Ooh. But it's open and shut. Okay, we can all be certain about that. She died. That's terrible. Halloween
brings out the scaries.
Yeah, I'm gonna say these ones are probably coincidences. Like, they use the advantage of the fact that people have parties on Halloween. I don't think it's none of those were specifically related to Halloween, but they're all terrible nonetheless.
Yeah.
How about we get into something a little less real, but just as scary?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to an escape room before?
Bro. Yes. Just one.
Just one. That's more than none.
Correct.
I'm
one is more than zero.
I wouldn't call myself a veteran, probably because of the price. If it was like $10, I would be going every single weekend. But I've been to more than five. I think I have a problem. I think I'm addicted.
I don't think so.
On My Strange Addictions.
No. I don't think you're addicted.
Time for an episode of My Strange Addictions.
That's right. TLC. Under the gazebo.
He's been to five. He's addicted.
Yeah. Addicted. 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 Addicted.
That's the magic number. If no one out there knows, there's a podcast called the H3 Podcast. I just recently watched their...
All plugs are free.
Yeah, I had to do it because they have been repping TLC for the longest time now, and they're, like, addicted to 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do you mean I'm addicted to 90 Day Fiancé?
That's right, Xerxes. both of you guys are. And it's, like, yeah, it's insane. So it's, like, for whatever reason, they always have situations happening under a gazebo. They're like, come with me. Let's come under this gazebo. So it's, like, you just made a whole thing about that. He's, like... Today, everybody, I want you to come with me under the gazebo. We're going to talk about something.
Probably because of the sound.
Ah.
That's right. For whatever reason, if you guys can't see what's happening around the three of us right now, we're surrounded by pillows at a kitchen table because pillows absorb sound. And if we surround the area with pillows, it will help dampen echo. That's a scientific fact. You want to know the particulars? I'm not a physicist, so talk to somebody else. But if they say that that's what's up, I'm going to take their word for it. And if you don't take their word for it, then you have to prove them wrong, not the other way around.
Joe, don't give away, like, the tricks of the trade. Everyone's going to start a podcast now.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Hey, it's about the gumption, okay? There's a reason not everybody does podcasts, because not everybody has the gumption.
I'm just learning a word.
Gumption. Let's look it up. Let's find out.
Isn't it Halloween related?
It's not, but...
Welcome to an episode of Let's Look It Up.
Gumption meaning.
Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary.
And we got to go to Urban Dictionary.
We have to go to Urban Dictionary.
Okay. Urban.
We gotta find out what the real definition is.
Yeah.
Who's our action?
Oh man, showing balls or guts. Boy, that guy sure has some fucking gumption. Bold, spunk, common sense, initiative, the nerve. I don't know, but I think I've got something slightly resembling gumption. Irish from the holiday. Audacity, spunk, courage, spark, courage, balls, smarts, gumption. There you go.
Cool.
Yeah, the verbalization of internal feelings without a sugarcoating. Now we all know. We're all smarter. Go us. Do you guys feel smarter? I'm looking at you guys and you guys look smarter. I'm actually really proud.
Generally, I like to read the dictionary. Urban Dictionary, and yeah, it makes me feel smarter. It makes me feel more cultured.
No.
I like the coice voids.
It makes me feel more smart.
More smart. That's right. More smart. I feel more smart, too, just hearing you say that.
Moist, smart.
I feel way more smart.
Yeah.
Way more smarter.
Way smart. More smarter.
Now, there's a reason I brought up the escape rooms. It was because I was genuinely curious if you guys have done it.
Are we in an escape room?
We're in an escape room, except it's not an escape room because there's no escape. I gotcha.
Oh my god!
This is a Halloween podcast.
I've looked up the 11 scariest escape rooms. I don't know if this is the scariest escape rooms in Canada, all of North America, or all of the world. But let's just jump right into it. Oh, okay. So it's not just Canada. Number one is L.A.'s The Basement Escape Room. You're pursued by a cannibal killer. That's terrifying. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. No, I'm already spooked.
No, no.
I'm
out. Hard I'm out. Pass.
As soon as there's like an actual actor that comes running after you.
Yeah. Those actual actors make escape rooms 100 times scarier.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how they got hired. You know what the vetting system is for the corporate. That's what I'm thinking of, is what they could use as an excuse to kill someone.
Well, yeah. I don't even think about that.
Now I'm going to think about that. They could legitimately kill you. And they could just say, it's fine. It's a part of my job. I have to. I have to murder you.
They would say that. Okay.
But, Your Honor, I had to eat him. I was a cannibal killer in an escape room. I had to eat him. I don't understand why I'm getting fired and arrested.
Bullfooey, Your Honor. I call shenanigans. So let's just jump right into the summary of this guy. In the notorious Los Angeles escape room, The Basement, participants are hooded and then led into a chain-linked cage to start the game.
Hooded?
Yeah, where the hoods are removed. The premise of the game is that participants are being held captive by a cannibal killer. Once the game begins, captives have to solve various puzzles to outmaneuver the cannibal killer captor. You have 45 minutes to escape.
No.
And if you fail, according to the room's captors, you are captured, caged, and consumed.
Nope.
And then they actually eat you if you fail. Yeah, you have to sign a thing.
Disclaimer, you will be eaten.
You will be eaten.
You are, we're not kidding.
Read the terms of service. Yeah, even though it's boring and it's in lawyer talk.
We cannot be held responsible for if you're eaten.
That's right. Yeah, just in case. Yeah, if one of our guys does something.
One of our employees eats you, not on us. Not on us.
You don't know how hard it is to act in these days. Okay, number two.
People get hungry.
That's right. North Carolina has a Black Plague themed escape room. All right, that's a little rude to history. No, I don't care. North Carolina's vaguely titled The Escape Room is a specifically themed thriller based on the legendary bubonic plague. There are two rooms, the Plague Room and the Cure Room. Both involve running from the haunting figure of the plague doctor as you're chased by plague zombies. So for those of you who aren't caught up, I think it started in France, the French history. Have you guys seen the newest Beauty and the Beast?
No.
With Emma Watson?
Yeah.
No.
I've seen it. So I'm the only one. Well, okay.
It's on Netflix, I think, everyone.
Oh, there you go.
All plugs are free.
All plugs are free!
That's right.
Yeah!
Doctors used to look like crows. They would specifically put on a mask with goggles, and it had a mouthpiece that extended very long. And that was just normal at the time, but now it's just been incorporated into horror-esque things. And that's the haunting creature that stalks you in North Carolina's escape room.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Scary.
So again, we won't go through all these. They all look very scary, but I'm just going to jump straight to the scariest one.
Scary ones to me are real actors, and whenever I'm like, tied to something, like if I'm cuffed to the wall or to anything, I always hate that.
Have you ever been cuffed to a wall in an escape room?
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
I don't like it because I'm like claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And when the one I did, it was only two of us, mm-hmm. and there was a wall between us, so I couldn't even like see the other person.
Oh wow.
So like, oh yeah, I didn't.
Don't
like
spoil
it.
In case I go there.
Yeah.
So I went to an escape room for the first time this summer. It was a blast. It was over in Burlington.
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 Yeah, that's on the east side.
It's on the west side.
It's the west side. Unless you're from London, then it's the east side.
Or Hamilton.
That's right.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't familiar with your GTA geography.
GTA geog. Anyways, I went to this escape room and I was speaking to one of the employees there who was telling me a little bit about one of the newer escape rooms that they had just set up involving a live actor.
Yes.
And they had one group, one person of which got so terrified by this live actor jumping out at her that she straight up stabbed him.
Whoa!
What?
At some point, you get like a... like a stake or a knife or something in this room.
This happened in Burlington?
This happened in Burlington. She straight up stabbed him.
What? They're,
like right in the chest.
Oh.
Right in the chest.
What?
Not dead?
Wasn't a big knife.
Okay.
I was told. He said, wasn't a big knife, but this guy back here got stabbed.
Oh my god.
We had to cut the room, turn on all the lights. Yeah. Everyone had to leave. We had to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
This guy was bleeding.
I'm afraid that would be me.
You'd kill
someone. Because, like, I have, like...
You have a reflective...
I do. Like, my reflexes, nature. Like, I don't... They're uncontrollable. Like, if I'm scared, I go into, like, defense mode. And
yeah.
I'm not, like, realizing, like, what I'm doing. Like, whenever someone, like... It's a bad example, but, like, if I, like, someone, like, tickles me or something, I, like, punch them. Not intentionally. So yeah. I feel like that could happen to me.
Don't kill anyone.
I would unintentionally stab someone.
Jeez, Xerxes.
Xerxes. Relax, Xerxes.
You're crazy. Yeah, Sam knows what's good.
Sam's calm.
I'm Sam, and I'm calm, and I know what's good.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm also a half vegan.
There you go. No, full on.
Sorry, I'm a full vegan. It's an update, everyone.
Update. Only temporarily, though. Just a little window.
Temporary full vegan.
Are you That's also right. half pregnant?
I'm also half pregnant.
Whoa. Okay, I'm out.
Surprise!
Oops. Half pregnant. Yeah, where's my passport? London's looking nice this time of year.
London, England? I'll be there next summer for a wedding. My own! Surprise!
What? I did not consent to any of this. What's happening?
I'm Sam.
I'm Xerxes.
We still have to remind everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Sam.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You're welcome. So you are welcome.
I'll throw the last escape room at you guys, because this one is not what you'd think. Just looking at the picture... It's a cat with goggly eyes.
It's a little kitty cat.
This crazy cat kingdom escape room could be the scariest place on earth.
It's a cat.
Oh, it's so cute.
This bizarre 60-minute escape room is from a small U.S.-based franchise and based on an original game from China. Boasting high quality production value and intricate mind benders, OM Escape offers two very unique escape rooms that appeal to all kinds of players, even the non-horror friends. In Kingdom of Cats, participants find themselves as the sole humans in the midst of a battlefield in a kingdom ruled by cats. As the cats duke it out for their annual Wisest Cat in the Kingdom crown, participants must compete in the tournament as their only possibility of escape. If you succeed, will you succeed or will you remain imprisoned by the cats forever? So that doesn't seem scary at all to me.
I'd love to be in a cat prison.
Yeah.
They'd just be like meowing and yelling at me and licking me.
Just a good time all around.
Yeah, just like little cats.
Cats can be nightmare creatures, though. I mean, there are bad cats. I personally, I've only ever come across one. It was from an old coworker of mine. He said, "Sorry, this cat hates visitors." And the cat literally was at the top of the stairs staring, like in pounce mode. So I'm like, okay, so I'm being very slow. He's like, yeah, just slowly go around. And the thing just like jumped on the ledge and tried to like climb me. And I was like, and I had to run around. And then it was constantly wherever I was, keeping an eye on me.
Yeah.
Literally ready to attack if I left the presence of my guest.
Yeah. One of my cousins, they used to have a cat. She passed away, but she was the exact same. It was like...
Some cats are...
Just like...
Predators.
Any visitors... Like around like the four of them, she was like totally chill, do random confusing things that cats do, like roll over for belly rubs, whatever.
That's cute.
Right, but then whenever there were visitors, it'd be like defense mode, like
just ready to kill.
Make sure my eyes don't leave yours at all while you're here. And then one time it actually jumped on my sister and like started scratching all over. Mm. It was like a very scary moment. I was deathly allergic as well.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Or cats can be the greatest gift to Earth.
And that's something that we're not talking about, which we absolutely should. There are excellent cats out here.
I'd like to plug some awesome, beautiful, gorgeous, pretty cats.
All plugs are free!
Named Cleo and Spartacus. That's right.
Hello, Cleo.
Cleo doesn't know her own name because she's not waking up. But she's hanging out on a tree. Yeah, she's chilling. These cats are literally the best cats ever. It's like... These cats are what, like, dog people would want their dogs to be like.
That's right.
Because it's like dogs are, like, the most innocent creatures ever, and the bad ones are only bad if they're abused kind of thing. But with cats, it's a guessing game. So you lucked out with amazing cats. Or, alternatively, you didn't luck out, but you were so kind to them. You created angels. Mm-hmm. By petting them and showing them love all day, every day.
I'm an angel, so they're angels.
Wowzerxis, you're such an angel.
I'm such an angel, and Sam's the devil.
Yeah. What sounds the devil make? I don't know what to do.
I'm a devil.
Not everyone's bad, you know, except for psychopaths. That's the thing. When they teach you, they're like, hey, there's no such thing as bad guys, right? There's just bad parents. It's like, there are also psychopaths.
Yes, there is. Can't, can't blame it all on the parents.
Yeah, can't get them all. But you guys ever hear that? Like, kids will be kids. And then people go, more like kids can have bad parents.
I've never heard that before.
You ever heard anyone try to throw that out there?
I've heard kids will be kids, and I've never heard the subsequent response. Kids have bad parents.
Yeah.
Well, I can't leave this podcast without knowing what everyone's favorite Halloween movie is. Go! Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
You can't both say the same thing.
No. I'm saying that like, oh, that's yours.
Yes. Oh. Okay, what's yours?
To the audience, I pointed towards Xerxes as I said, Halloween Town. For me, that's a tough one because... I have a lot that I think about, but if I had to choose one, I would say VHS.
Okay.
That movie, holy crap.
We're talking horror movies or Halloween movies?
Halloween movies.
Is VHS a Halloween movie?
The last short in it is people go to a Halloween party, but they go to the wrong house and the house is actually haunted. It's so good. Oh, and the first short with the vampire gets me so much. Oh! To this day, it's like, obviously I'm not scared now because I've seen it so many times, but when I first watched it, for the preceding few weeks, that's all I was thinking about. Like, it affected me that much. A movie hadn't done that to me since, until Hereditary, which, we don't have to jump into that movie, but that movie...
I'm pretty sure the last time I was on the podcast, you spoiled Hereditary. I'd seen it, but you spoiled it for all the listeners.
Well, that's what Hereditary gets for pulling what they pulled. 3/4 of the movie is nothing, and then boom.
Yeah.
Anyway,
slow burn.
I hear enough talk. No. About Hereditary.
I know. And now the time has passed.
Xerxes, go.
I don't think I'll re.
My favorite Halloween movie is Cinderella.
Does that take place during Halloween?
Well, at the end, right after the ball, she gets home in a pumpkin.
Oh my god.
That's passable. Yeah, that's on the fence. Yeah, I'll give you that one, Sam.
I don't.
No?
This is terrible.
Hey, what's your second?
Okay, hold on. Back to Cinderella.
Yeah.
That movie is terrifying. Think about how it starts. Cinderella lives with her stepsisters and her stepmother, and they all hate her. Imagine living and growing up in that kind of an environment.
True.
Yeah. That would suck.
Freaky deaky.
Yeah. Secondly. No, okay.
I don't know if Halloween existed in that timeline.
Well, there's a pumpkin. It's a large pumpkin.
It was clearly the harvest season.
And about an hour ago, you did say that pumpkins are a Halloween
thing. They are.
All right.
That's right.
Valid.
It's valid.
Nice.
So we're closing into the last minute here of the podcast. Do you guys have any plugs that you'd like to plug in this plug session?
All plugs are free! Yes.
This one's going to cost you.
I'll go first.
$5.
I'll go quickly.
Okay.
I would like to plug
my
podcast with Sam.
Yeah.
It's called What's Up With You? Stay tuned.
Come soon.
Sam, do you want to plug anything?
I do.
What do you want to plug, Sam? What you got?
Two things.
Oh, two.
Two.
That one up me.
The first thing I want to plug.
Yes.
Is a podcast.
Okay.
It's a podcast that I am a co-host of.
Oh, really?
It is a podcast that is still in development.
Yeah.
It is a podcast that I co-host with my good friend, Xerxes.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! And it's a podcast called What's Up With You? What's up with you? My question is, what's up with you?
But what's up with you, though?
And that's the question that we ask. You know? We get into it. Haven't yet, obviously. Pod still in development.
In the old development.
I was trying to think of a cool way to say that, but
didn't work. What's the second plug?
The second plug is the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
They are perfect.
That's a weird plug for Sam.
That's, yeah. That's
well, Sam, I'd like to, I guess at this point, start an episode of Sports with Sam.
Oh, okay. It looks like we ran out of time. We're going to...
That's rude. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
I'm Sam.
Don't let the ghosts get you.
Happy Halloween!
Bye!